Okay, we are up to Mitzvah Tav Kuf Nun Vav, 556. The Isser of punishing someone who did an Avera Ba'ones. That is the Isser that the Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch count, based on the Pasuk here in Kisese. The Torah tells us, V'im ba'sadeh yimsa ha'ish, if a man is with a woman in the field, which we could assume maybe it was against her will. Eshanara hamaorasa vehechazikpa ha'ish. And the man grabbed her v'shachavima umeis ha'ish asher shachavima levado. Only the man that was active forcing party in this regard will die. Unlike the previous case where they both would. V'lanara lo sasa davar. And to the nara, nothing will happen. Ein lanara chet maves. She does not have a chet maves. Just like somebody could kill somebody, so too somebody can be Megala Arayos with someone by force. This, by the way, is the source, one of the sources that we learn, the three big three for Yahar V'Yavar. How do we know the big three? One has to give their life. So we have a source for giving one's life for Avodah Zarah, because Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad b'chol nafshecha. And then we have this comparison between Ritzicha and Gili Arayis, and Ritzicha is based on a svara of my chazis, Adamach Tei Sumach Tvei, who says your blood is redder, maybe the other person's blood is redder. So you see here in the Pasuk compares Ritzicha and Gili Arayis. But in any case, for our purposes, the mitzvah today is V'lanara l'sase dover ein lanara chet maves. The nara will not be put to death because she was raped, she was forced. The Rambam counts that as a separate Isser de Oraisa, and the Chinuch follows suit. The Ramban, this already, the Chinuch mentions at the end, says, what are you talking about? This is not a mitzvah. This is not a mitzvah. This is a mitzias, what he calls a shalila. But it is not a lo sase. The Rambam says, in mitzvahs lo sase reish tzadi dalad, shiziranu me anush ha anush al chet sha'asa, achashu anus al maiseyu. He's anus, and therefore we can't punish him. Says the Ramban, that's true, but that's not a separate mitzvah. V'kvar bi'arnu, anachnu, says the Ramban, shizeh alav einenu minia, avalhu shlilos, liftar hana araho anusa. Right, it is not meant as a separate lo sase. That's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether it's true, but is it a fact, or is it a mitzvah? The Rambam and the Chinuch count it as a separate mitzvah. So now let's see the Sefer HaChinuch. Shenimnanu, tafuf nun vav, shalo nadin mishu anus b'chet sheyaseh. We shall not judge someone who did an aveira, but he was ba'anus. So therefore he can't get punished. Shein lanu la'anus shum adam bedavar, sheyaseh oso al karcho. Anything that he does on by against his will, v'alzenemar v'lanara lo sase davar v'zeh olav kolel kol mishu anus b'peula ra'a. Anybody who was forced to do something negative, sheyase shein lanu lano shoso ba. And that's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, anus rachmana patre. Anus rachmana patre. He quotes it from Sanhedrin, and the footnote they point out is not in Sanhedrin. It's from Nedarim and elsewhere, Nedarim Chav Zayin. But anus rachmana patre, if somebody doesn't have maisavir ba'ones, the Torah patters him. Shnei amar v'lana'ara lo sase dover. Midini ha-mitzvah. Let's get into the dinim of the mitzvah and some of the lumdus behind this mitzvah. Mashamr zachorim levracha. Shafilu adar avar adam ba'ones al achat bishalash aveir shalom chayv leharig alehen. V'lo la'avar. This Isser of punishing someone who doesn't have aver ba'ones applies even to the big three, where a person has to give their life. But if they don't give their life, let's say they violate, but it's still called a maisa avera ba'ones. Ein besin memisa noso aleihem. This is based on the Rambam. If you look in the beginning of Yesodei HaTorah, you know, the Rambam and Yesodei HaTorah, what's the first mitzvah the Rambam talks about after belief in God? The first four prakim of Yesodei HaTorah are about physics and metaphysics and all the Galgalim and the Malachim and the different levels, which the Rambam calls all of that Maisa Merkava and Maisa Bracious. And he says that is all wine, but we're supposed to first fill ourselves with meat and bread, which is all the rest of the Yisodiyah of Mishnah Torah. What is the first halacha the Rambam talks about in Perek Hei Yisodiyah Torah? Kiddush Hashem, the mitzvah of an Ikdashi B'sof B'nei Yisrael. And all B'nei Beis Yisrael are commanded in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem means every day of our life, but specifically in extreme cases where we are forced to do an Aveira, in certain cases we have to give our life, as we know the big three. Says the Rambam, call me Shinomar Bo Ya'avar Va'al Yehareg. Aveira, by all the others, not the big three, that it says to violate, v'nereg v'lo aver, and instead I give my life. Harizem eschayev benafshi. Not allowed to do that. This is the Rambam Shita against other Rishonim, that you're not allowed to volunteer any other mitzvah besides the big three. Can't volunteer. Mischayev benafsho. Can't volunteer if it's not one of the big three. The Kesef Mishnah says, aye, what about stories in Shas where we see it was volunteered? What about Elisha Baal Kanafayim who wore tefillin in a case where Pashtus, his life was in danger? We find many examples. So the Kesef Mishnah says, maybe if there's a door that's paritz and the door needs it, he can be Moser Nefesh. There are answers, but generally, Me'ikar Adin, the halach is one cannot volunteer. The Lechem Mishnah also deals with this. Mayasar Rabbeinu Alhi Delisha Balkanafayim. What do you do with that? For Lo Matzah Rav Muran asked this. Midas Chasidus. And it must be that maybe it was a case. The Rambam would say that it was Shas Hashmad. That even Tefillin was Yahari Val Yavar in that case. Maybe he, various, big issue. Also, the opposite question is also asked on Elisha Baal Kanafayim. Again, the story in the Shabbos Memtes and Kuflamid that he wore his tefillin even in a case where he wasn't supposed to, and it turned into wings of doves at the end of the story. If Mimanavshach, if he had to wear them, say, how could he take them off at the end? Okay. In any case, the Rambam continues. If any of the non-big three, somebody gives their life, they're Mischayev Benafsho. What about the opposite? That's our issue. V'chol mishenemar bo yerag val yavar. If a case of yerag val yavar, you have to give your life. V'neherag v'lo avar. And somebody is killed instead. V'lo avar. And he does not, I'm sorry, he does what he's supposed to do. V'neherag v'lo avar. Hari the kiddush Hashem. That's a kiddush Hashem. And it's a kiddush Hashem if he did in front of 10 people. But what about v'chol mishenemar bo yehareg va'al yavar ve'avar ve'lo ne'arag. What if somebody can't stand up to the pressure? Onto the big three. Hari ze mechalas Hashem. Tzechil Hashem. V'may asar b'Yisrael. Hari chilas Hashem b'rabim. U'bitel mitzvah zasei shal kiddush Hashem. Va'avar alo sasei. Shehi chil Hashem. It's a violation. But at the end of the day, says the Rambam, the Afal Pikein, mepnei she'avar ba'ones ein malkin oso. But since he violated ba'ones, he does not get Malkus. The Ein Sarach Lomar Shem Emisin Oso Bezin. Obviously, Bezin does not put him to death. Afilo Harag Ba'ones. She'ein Malkin Emisin Elo Lo'over Birtsono Be'edim Ubahasra. And in this case, where it wasn't, it was forced. It was forced. So therefore, it's no punishment. Uba Arayos Hu Omer. V'lanara Lo Sasa Dover. And he quotes our pasuk. That's the halacha. If somebody doesn't have Ma'isavir Ba'ones, even if it's one of the big three where he wasn't supposed to do it, still, one is not punished because of this Isser. Zulasi, back to the Sefer HaChinuch now. Zulasi, with an exception to the rule of the big three, Im Avar Uba Al Ha'erva. One of the big three is Gili Arayas. If a man is involved in Gili Arayas, the Ramam Shita is, there is no Ones by Gili Arayas for the man. For the woman there is, but for the man there is not. We kill him, Amizro, so why? Because there's no Ones Gomer there. She'ein Ze Ones Gomer, She'ein Koshi El Ladas. Because the act of Biya cannot take place unless the man is Beratzon, and therefore, even though the situation started off with Ones, it turns into Beratzon. This is the Shita of the Rambam, and the Chinuch quotes it, but again, to note, there are other Rishonim that argue. Look at this Rambam in Isurei Biya, in Perek Aleph Halachates, the Rambam says, Aval HaBoel Ein Lo Ones, Shein Kishui El Ladas. And the Magen Mishnah says, there are other Rishonim that argue. Yesh Omrim, yes, fine. He was Beratzon when it's at the end, because it's not humanly possible in that case, say some Rishonim, not to be Baratzon at that moment. But Ba'ones, the whole situation was Ones up until the last moment, and therefore one would not get killed in this case. Machlokas Rishonim regarding that. But what about a woman? Avalaisha Shinevala Ba'ones Patura, but a woman can be Ones all the way. But then the Rambam and the Chinuch add, Va'afilu Machash Ischila Ones La'onsa, even if it started off as Ones, Amra Hanichulo, Petura, even after the rape started. And at the end, even if she says, okay, it's fine, let him finish, she's still Petura. Because that's still called an Ones. Mepreisha Yitzra Misgaber Aleha, because her Yitzra is Misgaber on her when she's involved. V'yesa Bratesh Shem B'Sanhedrin, that is the Rambam Shita, that is the Chinuch Shita. That's what the Rambam's Lashon is. Ein biyada shelo tirtze. She Yitzra Ha'adam v'tiv'o kofe osa l'ratzos. At that stage, it's not humanly possible to stop it, and therefore, that would still be considered an Ones. Okay, two major discussions that we have to have in the world of Ones is as follows. Number one, the lumdest question of, we know a maisa aver ba'onis does not get punished. So what does that mean, and why is that? The Achronim discuss. Reb Elchanan discusses at the beginning of Ksubis, in Os Hay in Ksubis. Do we say that a maisa aver ba'onis is a maisa aver, but you just don't get punished for it? Or do we say more? An aver, by definition, has to be baratzon. And if it's ba'ones, it's not even called a maisa aveira. It's a hafkoas a maisa. It's not just a patur onshin. That is the discussion that the Rishonim have and the Achronim more in Maseches Ksuvos. Rabbi Chanan says, fine, the Maisa Aveira is not called yours. It's as if the Maisa Aveira was done me'eleha, but it's still a Maisa Aveira. Or do we say more that it's even a hafkas ha-gavra? So where a rai is, where can we talk about this? So again, Rabbi Chanan starts quoting a couple of sources. Number one, he quotes the Tshuva of the Rivash in Siman Dalet, where the question the Rivash was asked was, could we trust somebody who was an Avaryan Ba'ones? Somebody who didn't have air ba'ones, is he pasal la'edus? Says the Rivash, lo nifsa la'edus. He's not nifsa la'edus, he's ki Yisrael l'chol dvarav. After all, says the Rivash, there's no onesh. What does he mean by that, after all, there's no onesh? It must be that he's saying no onesh is a reflection that is not a complete and connected maisa aveira to the person. Da, demisha avar, I'll call mitzvahs atorah ba'ones. V'yafilu avar avaris galilim, sha'adin yeharag val yavar, im avar v'lo ne'arag, lo nifsa la'edus, ki yisrael l'chol dvarav, kivan sha'asakim ba'ones, u'bnei emas mavis naflu olav. And then he says, Shaharei ein bezdin onshin oso al kach, da'anis rachman apatre, mivadanar lo sas v'davar. So he's clearly seems to be saying that it's not just a maisa aveira with the ter onshin, and therefore you might be nifsal la'edus because you did the aveira. No, you didn't even do the aveira in this case. The base of Otsar, Rav Yosef Engel, classic, having shas and all of the world of halacha on his fingertips, says maybe this issue is really a machlokes amoraim. Machlokes amoraim, but in Maisa Aveira Ba'ones, the Mishnah tells us in Bava Kama and Daf Lamites that if you have an ox that is trained to be like an arena ox, to gore, shor ha'itzdedin, and if a shor itzdedin gores and kills somebody, we don't put the shor to death. Eino chayimisa. Why? Ki yigach velo sheyagichuhu. Only if an ox gores. But if an ox is made to gore, velo sheyagichuhu, so then he is not put to death. The Gemara there in Bava Kama, Daf Mem, has a machlokas. Well, is he roi l'karbon? Fine, he is not going to be put to death, but is he roi l'karbon? Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, yes, he's roi l'karbon. Anusu. Anus, says Rav. And Shmuel says, no. Hare ne'evda bo aveira. There was an aveira done. But what do you mean? He's also ones. Shmuel also agrees, ones. What do you mean ne'evda bo aveira? Ah, says Rav Yosef Engel, this is goof for the issue. It's about an animal. But it's the same issue in the definition. It's a maisa aveira ba'one. So Rav would say, it's not a maisa aveira. Shmuel would say, it is. Al kolze, kivach ashar ein lo chetu pesha ba'aveira shal etzem ha'maisa, v'chet shaper ein bo pagam ve'in nifsal, says Rav. U'shmuel sivir olay de balav hachi lo shayach in yachet ba'al lechaim. You can't say it that way, or either way, the act was done. So that is, the Beis HaOsar suggesting it's a machlokes amoraim in that case. Or another parallel of ones. Again, the Gavos of Rabbi Yosef Engel, who sees what's behind the sugyas and shas. There's a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, Daf Kufav. We know that the woman has to spit on the ground towards the area of the chalutz. What happens, asks the Gemara, if she spits because she ate something that was saliva producing? So it's not the natural saliva that would have come, but there was a food that produced it. So the Gemara says, no good. No good. Xeris akasav. Viruxa achla. Tuma viruxa. Achla or gargishta viruxa. Loasta veloklub. My taima. Viyarka me'atzma be'ina veleka. This is not a natural rakika. It's an external stimuli, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. You know what I think that means? That means because a maisa vira ba'ones. A maisa ba'ones is not called a maisa. If you cause it, that's not called her action. Right, same issue. One's an aveira, and one is a mitzvah, but again, it's the same root issue. Okay, there's a lot, maybe, does mitzvah ba'aveira, would that apply in these cases? Again, there's a lot to talk about regarding this issue. Again, a maisa aveira ba'ones, is it a maisa aveira with a p'tur onshin, or is it not even a maisa aveira? Same question is asked by a maisa aveira of a katan, not for now. Is a maisa aveira of a katan, he's pater because there's no maisa aveira, or there's a maisa aveira, but he doesn't have his own bank account. A similar connected idea is, what about a maisa aveira b'ratzon in a situation of ones? That is also a big discussion in the Achronim, and it turns out to be a three-way Machlokas Rishonim in Yonad Yoma. We know Purim is coming up. Three-way Machlokas Rishonim. We start off with a Maharik. The Maharik in Shoresh Kuf Samach Zayin discusses the case of Omer Mutter. If a woman is Mezaneh and she says, Omer Mutter, I didn't realize it was Aser. I didn't know that being Mezaneh is Aser. So the Maharik says, okay, we're not going to put her to death. She didn't have Asra, but she is Asur Labayla. She's Asur Labayla because it's the Maisa Mered against her husband, even if she didn't think it was Asur Al Pi Halacha. But still, the Maisa, it is defined as a Maisa Mered against Halacha, against her husband, and therefore she is going to be Asur Labayla, and that's quoted in the Ramah and Eben Ezer in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches. But in that context, the Maharik there brings a Raya that you don't need Kavana for a Maisa Avera to be Nasur Al Bayla from Esther Hamalka. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Tesvav, Kasher Avadati Avadati, Esther. Esther's going to save the Jewish people. She doesn't have kavana to do a Maisa Avera. She's doing it to save Am Yisrael. And yet, the Gemara says, Chazal say, she becomes Neseres HaBayla. Neseres HaBayla. And the same thing says the Maharik. She assumes about Ya'el. Ya'el who saved Klal Yisrael. She did the Avera Lishma. The Gemara Nazir Chav Gimel, that she brought Sisra into her tent and was with him in order to tire him out and then killed him. So again, in all these cases, the Maharik says, Ya'el, Esther, they did a great thing. But they're Neseres HaBayla at the end of the day. So again, it's a Maisa Avera Birotzon, even though the situation is one of Ones. That still creates Asur LaBayla. That is actually the middle approach, the Maharik. There are two other Shitos on opposite extremes. First is the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda, the context, the tragic case where there was a whole group of people, men and women, that were taken captive by pirates, and the pirates were going to kill all of them until one woman is able to go and give herself and seduce the head pirate in order to be Mezaneh with him, and in that way, save everybody. And she says, I'll be with you if you let them all free. And he lets her, and she's with him, and they all go free. So the Shaila came to the Noda B'Yehuda, is she Asur LaBayla? The Noda B'Yehuda answers, yes. She is Asur LaBayla, and not only is she Asur LaBayla, I'll add that if you ask me again, she shouldn't have done it. She shouldn't have done it. Because that's called a Maisa Avera Beratzon. I don't care that the situation is Ones. What about Esther Amalka? Hatzolas Kol Yisrael Shiny. To save the entire Jewish people? Okay, that'll give you. But Hatzolas HaYachid, or Hatzolas of a group of people? I don't think so. And also, he says maybe Esther was Beruach HaKodesh, but that's the one extreme. The Nobi Yudha says, a Maisa Avera Beratzon. In a situation of Ones, not only is it Asur LaBayla, but it's Asur to do. That's on the one extreme. On the other extreme, we have the Chachma Shlomo. The Chachma Shlomo on Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezer, Kufayin Ches, all the way at the end, on that Simen, on the Ramah. He obviously did not have the entire Maharik, because he assumes that the Maharik, as we just quoted, assumes that the story of Esther and Yahl were the same. The Chachma Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger, does not. Chachma Shlomo says, really, not only is she not only is it mutter to do, like the Maharik says, but she's not even a Asur LaBayla. By Ya'el wouldn't have been Asur LaBayla. The Maharik says the same thing. Why? The only reason that Esther was Asur LaBayla, says the Maharik, says the Chachma Shlomo, is because it was so many steps involved. It wasn't that this act was going to save them. This act was going to make Esther make Achav Sheresh in a good mood, and put Esther on his good side, and then invite them to a party, and then hopefully invite them to another party. So there's a lot of different steps. That wasn't a direct result of the act. So that's why she was Asur LaBayla. But she did a mitzvah gedola. And if it was a direct saving, so then for sure. Like Yael, he says. Yael is still called Eshes Chavir Akeni in the Navi. Why? If she was Asur LaBayla, it must be she wasn't Asur LaBayla. Why? Because it was direct. Get him tired and kill him. That was direct. So we have three shitas. The Chachma Shlomo says, in a situation of Maisa Avera Ratzon, in a situation of Ones, the Chavar Shlomo says it's mutter to do, and she's not even Asur LaBayla. The Noda B'Yehuda says it's Asur LaBayla, and it's also to do. And the Maharik is the middle approach, where it's mutter to do, even though, Rachman al-Islan, there will be an Isser LaBayla. So that is, again, two major discussions about Maisa Avera Ba'Ones, which has to do with today's mitzvah. Either general, what is it considered? And especially in terms of Gilui Arayos, what does it do to Isser LaBayla? The Chinuch continues now. This mitzvah applies everywhere. We are commanded not to punish anyone who acts out of, you know, duress, onus. The overall zeva onus ha'onus, and if somebody punishes, if a bezdin punishes someone who acted by ones, Aver alav zev alazav ono. That's the, you violate the Aveira. You're not going to get Malkus, says the Chinuch Levisha Efshar Laver alam ibili Maisa, because there are ways to violate it without the Maisa. If the judge paskins and somebody else does it, the Minchas Chinuch says, this is only not going to get Malkus for this Aveira. But let's say if a Bezdin kills, if somebody kills somebody, even though they did it by there, then they're Chai Misa because of Ritzicha. Just because of this specific Aveira of Shiloh, not to punish an Anus, so that for that you wouldn't get Malkus. One final point, and that is Rabbi Yosef Engel also, in a different context, in Asvin Daraisa, Klal Yud Gimel, discusses how does Anus affect Mitzvos? Right, up till now we've been discussing how does onus affect Averos. What about Mitzvos? If somebody can't do a Mitzvah because they are Ba'anus, do we say Rachmana Kamanda, Anus Kamanda Ovid? Or Anus Kamanda Alo Ovid? Rachmana Patre, that's by Averos. Kamanda Ovid, Kamanda Lo Ovid, that's by Mitzvos. And he's Mechalik there, we mentioned this many times, between Mitzvos Ben Adam LaChavera and Mitzvos Ben Adam LaMakom. Mitzvos Ben Adam LaChavera, which are more result-oriented, then you're not going to get the credit. Because it's a result. You didn't make the person feel better. You didn't dance with him at the wedding. So even though you couldn't have gotten there, you're not gonna be faulted, but you're not gonna get the credit. Mashenki, when it comes to something like Lulav or something else, but other Lamakom, Hashem could then give the person the credit because it's just between him and God. This has to do with, again, Anus. The next two mitzvahs are also about Ones, but specifically about an Ones marrying his Anusa and not divorcing. Okay, we'll stop here.